In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we have a gospel reading that is very spiritual in nature to teach us something about the manner of healing and the way we are healed. We have physical ailments and we have spiritual ailments. And in this story, in this gospel reading, we see how God affects both, and also how our behavior affects both. Leprosy was a very serious illness, and the lepers had to be separated from society because of their illness. It was a contagious, very contagious illness. People would have these scars and boils and all kinds of wounds all over their bodies, like a flesh-eating disease. And so they had to live by themselves in some colony or somewhere far away from the rest of society. And so they were a kind of a community, really, that was formed because they were all suffering together. And so Christ is walking through these villages, and there suddenly there's 10 of these lepers from a distance crying out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." And he tells them to go and to go to show themselves to the priests. And as they're walking, they're healed. But only one comes back to say thank you to him. And Christ marvels at this. Why only one? He says, "Where are the 9? They were all healed, but only one recognized that he had received something astounding and wanted, because of his faith, wanted to come and fall down before the feet of Christ and thank him. And he's worshiping and he's praising God as well, shouting loudly in such great gratitude for what God has done for him. And so you see that we have a situation where there's physical healing happening. All 10 were healed. But we could say that there was only one spiritual healing happening. The man who came back and recognized who it was that healed him. The others were healed physically, but not spiritually. And that's the takeaway here. What is more important? To be healed physically or to be healed spiritually? Because Christ is upset a little bit at the other 10. He's saying, "Was there no one found except this foreigner?" What that means is those of us who are believers in Christ are held at a higher standard by the Lord, are held at a higher expectation. Because he says, "Where are the others? Only this stranger came? This Samaritan? Where are the others?" Which implies that the others were Jews. Who should have known better? Who should have praised God and been grateful to him? And came back and thanked in the proper way. And recognized who it was that healed them. The same thing can apply to us. As Orthodox Christians, we are much more accountable. Much more does Christ have an expectation of us to come to him, to give thanks to him, to ask for healing and to come to him and praise him and glorify him. Now, the real essence of it is the whole issue of gratitude, because we tend to take things for granted. We even take each other for granted, right? We take our family members for granted. We could take our spouses for granted, our parents, our friends. We assume they're always going to be there. We assume that they're always going to be keep giving us what we're receiving. But that's not the case. At any moment and any time, things can change. And have we taken the opportunity to come before God and thank Him for these people in our lives? Or have we assumed that we're always going to be there, they're always going to be there, and you know, have we thanked them? Have we thanked one another? Our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents? Or do we just say, well, we're family, we don't have to say thank you. But we do. This shows us, this gospel reading shows us that God expects us to recognize the gifts, the blessings, the healings, the miracles in our lives, and to give praise to Him and to thank Him and to thank one another. Because if we don't, it shows that we have a very, how shall I say, selfish spirit, a spirit of ingratitude, a spirit of greed, and all kinds of other things that are our spiritual illness, which needs to be healed, which we need to be repented of. And so, today, what is the prayer that we hear over and over and over and over again in the liturgy? Lord, have mercy. You've been singing it the whole liturgy, and you'll continue to sing it in every liturgy. The same exact prayer that the leper said. Lord, Master, have mercy on us. So when we come to this liturgy and every liturgy, this is why all of us are saying, Lord, have mercy. And the word mercy, as you know, from the Greek, eleison, has to do with oil and the healing that oil provides, because it was used in the ancient world for healing. So eleos has to do with oil. So we're asking for God to heal us with His love, with His mercy, just as the lepers were. While we might not have leprosy of our skins, we have leprosy of the heart. We have leprosy of the soul. We have many, many wounds inside us that need to be healed through God's love and compassion and through our repentance. And this is why we always say in the liturgy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Now, when you leave today, will you have received mercy? Yes, if you've asked for it. If you've given your heart and asked and recognized and asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins. If you've come to confession, if you've prayed, if you've fasted, and you've come with a repentant heart to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins, then you've received mercy. You've been healed. You've been forgiven. And then you praise God and glorify Him the way that that leper did. But if we just walk out of here not recognizing what we've received, then we're just like those other nine. Ungrateful. And the Lord will not be happy with us. So you see, the church is not a vendor. We don't just come here to get stuff. The church requires a relationship with Jesus Christ, an honest, authentic, sincere relationship with the Lord. This is what He asks for. This is what He comes to us so that we might desire that relationship with Him as well. And we have to develop that relationship. And we do so through prayer. Now there's another extension to this, and that is that same prayer that we say in the church today. The same prayer the lepers said, Lord, have mercy on us, is the root, the scriptural root for the great prayer of the Orthodox faith, which is the Jesus prayer, or the prayer of the heart. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. This is the prayer to say constantly, daily, when you wake up in the morning, before you sleep at night, while you're driving in the car, whatever you're doing. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Kyrie Jesu Christe, eleison me. Whatever language you want to say it in. This prayer, it does what it did for those 10 lepers. When we say it with love and with faith, when we say it as you would say it to a person standing right in front of you, not like some kind of mantra or some kind of, you know, nonsensical talk, but you are speaking to the Lord, asking Him to have mercy on you, to heal you of your spiritual and, yes, physical illnesses as well. But He cares more for your spiritual illnesses, because our souls are immortal and they will go on after our body dies, no matter how healthy we get in this life. Let's be honest. Stop fooling ourselves. What matters is our souls. The health of our souls is what matters. And this is why you're all here today, is because you care for your souls. And God does greatly care for our souls and gives us the church through which we can be healed. So let us always come with that spirit of gratitude for the Lord, for everything He's done in our lives. Let us give thanks to one another, our family members, our loved ones, our children, our parents, and not take them for granted, but say the words, thank you, to one another. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.